This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number two on a Monday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is draft week. First round on Thursday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Second and third rounds on Friday. We'll be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch.
Yeah, man.
From the Falcons headquarters on Friday, as we always do traditionally. The Friday after the first round, more than likely we'll talk to Terry Fontenot,
yeah,
as we normally do. In years past, we have talked to the draft picks if it works out, mm-hmm, or Dukes and Bell will. Sometimes we talk to the head coach,
right,
from the college that the draft pick went to. But Friday will be fun getting to be up there and react to what they do.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the ramp up of lying until Thursday when the truth will be told, mm-hmm, you know, and there's still a lot of rumors out there. The one biggest thing you'll see now is possible veterans being used for trade.
Yeah, that's starting to start.
There's a guy here that's the backup quarterback.
Now, you said that Adam Schefter had a
they're talking
report
about the Falcons. Obviously, they don't want to pay Kurt all that money. They're asking maybe if a team will take on some of the money.
Okay.
Now, that's something I never heard before. I was trying to think of another player who that's probably happened to, where a team takes on not all of the salary, but some of it, you know, in the trade. I was like, well, if you trade for them, they're supposed to take on all the salary.
I also, like, you how know? Do you can just negotiate who takes on what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure there's a way.
Right.
If Kurt restructures or something like that and everything like that. Like, they're still going
to. We'd only like to pay him about half of that. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, and that's something where Kurt has to, like, take a pay cut maybe or something like that. Which we,
there's one thing Kirk's not going to
he's
do.
Not giving away no money.
Not going to be that.
Yeah, and so that would be an interesting thing. But there's all kinds of veterans players out there. I saw Trevor Etienne's name in some of things as far as being moved. But, I mean, those are things you look for more or less leading up to the draft that are going to be made day of. It's not going to be made Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. It'll be made on the day of the draft. So you got to look out for those. And, you know, who's at the green room? I know we talked last week about Jaxson Dart not going to go to the draft now, but Jalen Milroe is still going to be there. So does his agent know something that we don't know as far as teams maybe going back? Because he is a candidate for a team to trade back in the first round to get it.
Jaxson Dart is a name that I've heard a lot more over the last week or so, just about various teams. And it could be lies, you know, because everything between now and the draft, you got to, you know, kind of look at both ways, because it very easily could just be a smokescreen. But Daniel Jeremiah was on his podcast kind of not personally raving about Jaxson Dart, but raving on behalf of the Giants about Jaxson Dart, like giving the idea that obviously not at number three, I think, obviously, right? But who knows? Like, quarterbacks never know, but probably not. But maybe them trading back into the end of the first round to take him or something like that. But, yeah, like, he's the name more than any in the first round that I've heard more kind of buzz about just on podcasts and reading and stuff for the last couple of days.
Well, I think, you know, you look at where the Giants are. Is there a player that can save your job? Is the potential, if you say you take Jaxson Dart,
does the
Moore family look at it from a standpoint where they're like, okay, we see something? Because if they draft him, he's going to play this year.
If they draft him, the expectation as far as like wins and losses is probably a little lower than if Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying. So does Russ playing well, and it's to a point where he's playing well but you're losing games, do we got to go see the young guy? Because if the young guy comes in and looks good and say we start winning games, this might allow us to keep our job.
Could. could, yeah. Look, if Russell plays and they lose games, they're all getting fired.
Right.
Like, that's what it is. If Russell plays and they win games, then who knows?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there's still that other side of, I don't know, maybe we can extend Russ and he's our guy for the next couple of years. Like, I don't think that's what's going to happen based on what he's looked like the last handful of seasons. But I don't know. Like, if I'm thinking about guys that are going to save my job and I'm the Giants and I'm drafting third.
Because it's not going to be Abdul Carter's not saving his job.
Yeah, no, but he's like the best guy that's going to be there.
He is.
And if Travis Hunter's there, which he probably won't be, but maybe he will be, like, I'm not. The other thing is you can draft that guy and then trade back in to the end of the first round and get Jackson Dart. And then maybe you can have
these
it both ways.
These are all candidates for that.
You can kind of have it both ways. That's what I would probably do if I loved him like that, which, again, I'm not saying he's not a – he's obviously a good player. He's a really good quarterback, but I don't know if he's a save-your-job-in-his-rookie-season quarterback. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. But, like, if Travis Hunter's there at three.
You got to take him.
You got to take him.
Yes.
Just take him.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
Don't think twice.
Take him.
Just take the guy. If Abdul Carter's there at three.
You take him.
You put him on that defensive line, and you see if you can sack the other team's quarterback enough to keep you in ball games.
There we go.
That's what I would do.
Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
It really.
Yeah.
It really does.
That's why the Giants going to blank this up somehow.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, all the other stuff aside, like, because there's a lot of ins and outs of being in a front office and general manager and stuff like that as far as salary cap, understanding, and moving the money around and whatever, like all the other stuff. But do you think if they just took the advice of the two of us over the last 5 years that the drafts would have been better for the Falcons than they have been? I think so.
Us and everybody else.
I'm not saying I could be a general manager because there's a lot of other stuff that goes on. But I think if just let us draft and then we'll be fine.
Seems like it.
You know?
But they need offense, Andy.
Huh?
They needed offense. They got a lot of young.
Oh, I thought you said they need offense. No, hang on a second.
They needed offense.
Hang on a second. We're fired already.
Yeah, needed offenses back then.
Yeah.
And so you got dynamic. You got guys. And I look at it this way from the Falcons and their recent draft picks. You got guys that you want to extend.
Three of them.
Yes. Yeah. You got those guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you can do that on an offense or on a team that are homegrown players that you want to extend, you kind of hit a home run with it. If you extend, but also the winning aspect of it, because having good players and losing don't mean nothing.
Right. It's like, are they good?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because they haven't won much. And that first one's still kind of hanging around, unfortunately. Yeah. All right, let's hear Puka Nacua talking about how the 49ers window is going to close if they pay the quarterback.
I think
mid four.
A 45?
I think so. I mean, I think
if he does that, that'd be smart for him and them.
Yeah. I mean, I think he seems like a smart guy. I think they have a chance to still be in their window. And I think if he goes for a five, the window closes.
Who knew Puka talks so much?
Yeah, Puka loves to talk.
Puka's been on a lot of podcasts chirping.
Does he have his own podcast? Ever since he got
Cooper Kupp up out of there. You know?
Yeah, man.
He's been bumping his gums a lot lately.
We've had a Puka Nacua podcast once a week for the last 2 months.
Why does everybody want Brock Purdy to take less?
Because I don't think he's very good.
Okay, then. But I'm saying, why, if I'm Brock Purdy, am I going to take less?
You wouldn't, because you think you are really good.
I was Mr. Freaking Irrelevant, all right?
Yeah.
I still got a roommate.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I got a two-bedroom apartment.
I'm going to get every single red penny or cent.
Because you.
How do we decide it was? Whatever. I'm getting every last dime that they'll pay me. Because I also, not only that, I also think I'm really good.
But Andy.
So I don't think I should take a discount.
Andy, think about all the players they were able to sign and extend because he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Sure.
No.
And now it's time to sign and extend me.
Now it's my turn. Now it's time to get me.
That's right.
I'm trying to get mine.
And I guess if I'm not very good, at least I have $200 million to go home
to. Exactly. But no.
The thing, like, all this talk is fine, but like, Brock Purdy doesn't think that he should take a discount because Brock Purdy doesn't view himself as a discount player. He thinks he's a great quarterback.
Yes.
He should think.
He took him to the damn Super Bowl.
He sure did.
Yeah.
In overtime.
And
lost to Patrick Mahomes, who everybody loses to.
Man, please.
You know?
Man, please. I ain't standing phones on Brock Purdy. Let me get all of them.
Now, I agree with him. Like, I wouldn't pay Brock Purdy $50 million.
Are you crazy? Me either.
But if I was Brock Purdy, you got to be kidding
me. But I'm asking. Well, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Hey, Ryan Ramczyk, who has not played a lot lately.
No, he's not.
But has said he's not playing anymore. He has officially announced that he is retiring from the game of football. was a nice career.
Beat up. I mean, they had some good ones. Him and Tyron Armstead, who also said he was retiring. Everything good for them. I mean, you had three guys that were really good players. None of them are on the level of Tyron Smith, but they both were really good players, man. So, yeah, good luck to you, man.
All right, let's hear Andrew Berry. He's the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, because when their owner said what he said about Deshaun a couple weeks ago, we were like, well, that's the wrap for Deshaun in Cleveland. Sean said he's trying to get back. So here's Andrew Berry responding to that.
It's too early to say. I can say that Deshaun's done a great job of rehabbing. He's been in every day. He's progressing, and that's really our focus, but it's just too early to say.
Nothing against Cleveland, but can I go rehab somewhere else?
No kidding.
Yeah, can I go?
They got rehab facilities
everywhere.
But isn't that how he got hurt, doing stuff somewhere else?
Probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean.
But he also, doesn't he kind of have to do that in order to get all the money?
No, yeah. Yes, you have to be at all those different things. They're hoping he don't play this year.
Oh, yeah. They don't. Look, and their owner said what he said in the hope that he never plays for the Browns again.
And now, even if he is healthy, I don't think he's going
to
play again.
The wrench is if he wants to play again. Because there was a part of me, and I don't know the guy, obviously, but there was a part of me that just kind of looked at the way the last handful of years went. It was like, you know what? Maybe that's that.
Yep.
Maybe that's that. But he said, I was on social media last week or the week before, that he's training hard to come back and be better than ever and all that kind of stuff. So,
oh, sounds so pretty.
Sure, yeah, but if he really does want to do that, like,
he's going to have to do somewhere. I don't think
how are they going to move
him? I don't think he plays another down in Cleveland.
I feel very confident with that.
Yes, I think it's one of the things where, and he said it, and I love how he said it was a whole organizational decision to sign Deshaun Watson. No, it was not. It was you and D. All right, it was you and D.
Yeah, you're the one that writes the checks, man.
Okay, it was you and D. Stefanski didn't want to get into all this, but yet he has not performed, and he's injured, like you said. Now they went outside Joe Flacco. I still think they're in a position to get another quarterback on their roster and go for it, because Joe Flacco going to the season, man, that's about as bad as I know. The last time he was there, comeback player of the year.
Yeah, come on,
I get all that. Come on, man.
Even that was 2 years ago.
Come on now,
for a guy who was already 2 years past it.
Come on.
Then. That's as bad of a quarterback situation as Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And Pittsburgh has as bad of a quarterback situation as you'll see going into a year. Yes. Now, they still have the draft. I'd be shocked if they don't come away from the draft with a quarterback.
I'm just figuring out how they're going to get it, because if Shador drops, like some people are predicting, they got to go get him. Now, how do you move up without a two this year, because you trade that away for DK Metcalf.
So that doesn't make them a fun trade partner for the Falcons at all. Because you need – if the Falcons are moving back in the first round of the draft, they need assets this year.
Yes.
It's to get more picks this year.
Yes.
And if the Steelers don't have that second rounder this year, like, look, future picks would be great too, but you need as many picks in the top three rounds this year as you can get.
Right.
Right now you only have two of them, first and second.
First and second.
No third.
And now you got to – it's crazy, because if you're going to move back – and most of the time when teams are coming up like that, it's for a quarterback.
Yep.
Especially that late in the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, it's usually a quarterback when you're talking about moving multiple picks.
The Falcons are kind of in the perfect spot for a team to come up and get one of those quarterbacks.
Right.
Though, right? Because I think, obviously, Cam Ward's going to go early.
Yes.
And then it just kind of – it all depends on what happens after that.
Andy, are you giving up stuff like that to get one of these quarterbacks?
Not me.
I don't know, man. I don't see it.
To me, there's not that much of a difference between. I think Shador is really good. I would take Cam's kind of up there.
But would you give up future? And I'm talking about high future.
No,
I can't do it for any of even for Cam.
I would hope he felt. No, I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
But if I'm the Titans or if I'm up there and he's there, I would. You know, I don't have to move up to get him. But I would wait till 21, and if Shador falls to me, great.
Hawks just did what?
The Hawks just relieved Landry Fields of his duties as general manager. A press release that just came out. Ansi Salah has been promoted to general manager, will oversee day-to-day operations.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to take a minute here. We're going to process that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and talk about that.
Whoa.
Landry Fields out as Hawks general manager. All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.